بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله تعالى says in Quran Sharif, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. But if you count the ni'mat, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, never ever will you be able to enumerate it. وَكَانَ إِنسَانٌ تَلُومًا كَفَّارًا. And man, he is unjust and ungrateful. He's unjust and most ungrateful for the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That is because we don't understand what the meaning of ni'mat for us. Ni'mat is only money, gold, palatial homes, and delicious foods we eat, vehicles we drive, nice. These are ni'mats. It's all our understanding. But the greatest ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us is the ni'mat of Iman. There's no greater ni'mat. And then the other great ni'mat is the tawfiq, the ability which Allah Ta'ala has given us to sustain that iman. It's not Allah Ta'ala, if He does not give us that tawfiq, never will we be able to sustain the iman. And nor will we be able to even perform this little defective ibadat, salat, etc., which we are performing. These are all great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Here's one, a very interesting episode here, narrated, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrated the story about a buzurg in the time of Bani Israel. This buzurg, he was a trader, but always he had a yearning and a desire to spend his life in dhikrullah, in remembering Allah Ta'ala. And in the shariat of that time, to become a rahib, a monk, it was a great ibadah and was permissible. They would completely renounce this dunya, renounce their families, everything, and go out into the wilderness, into the mountains, and they would spend their entire life there. That was permissible. Allah Ta'ala allowed it in the previous shariats. So there was one trader, among Bani Israel. He had this yearning to become a rahib. So once he resolved to renounce the dunya, then he gave all his wealth, everything, to his wife and his children, and he set off. Where Allah Ta'ala made it possible for him to come into an island in the middle of the ocean. Small island, there was one mountain on this island. And no ship ever reached there, nor any person ever came to this island. Allah Ta'ala created such means for him to reach that island. And then in this island there, he engaged himself now in dhikrullah. And Allah Ta'ala then created a tree, a pomegranate tree, and a stream of water, fresh sweet water. He would eat one pomegranate a day and drink one, let's say, glass of water a day. That was it sufficed for him. And then he was 24 hours a day. He was engaged in ibadah, not even sleeping also. Now that's a wonderful ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, because no one can, it's not possible for an insan to engage in so much ibadat and with so much enthusiasm without becoming tired and being sleepy, and without any hunger, feeling hunger and thirst. This was Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. Everything Allah Ta'ala bestowed to us is a wonderful ni'mat. But these ni'mats, these bounties are taken for, we take it for granted. Our health, our vision, our hearing, our limbs, and everything else around us. So many ni'mats, it's impossible for insan to enumerate all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And so Allah Ta'ala says, insan is most unjust and most ungrateful. So this Buzhruf thing, he continued in this manner, ibadat. And he, Allah Ta'ala gave him another great ni'mat of the age of 500 years. He lived on that island for 500 years. And he spent all that time in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in ibadat. When his mort was near, and it was time for him to leave the dunya, then he made two du'as. Say, Ya Allah, with your father, by your grace, I have spent all these centuries in your ibadat, so take my ruh when I am in the sajda. My ruh when I am in sajda, and so that my end also is in ibadat. Thy life has been spent now by your grace in ibadat, so that now when I die also, I will die, my last act will, on this dunya will be no zikr, no remembrance. That is one dua. The second dua which he made was, Ya Allah, don't let my body decompose. Don't let my body decompose. Don't let worms devour my body. Let me remain in sajda, my body intact, so that on the day of Qiyamah, resurrect me in that condition, in that state. So that I will be, when it's Qiyamah, then also I will be in sajda, and I'll wake up then from the sajda. Allah Ta'ala accepted both these wishes, these du'as, both of these du'as, accepted. And in this manner, his ruh was taken when he was in sajda, and his body was, Allah Ta'ala kept it intact. And to this day it is intact, and until the day of Qiyamah it will be intact. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala created such a dense jungle around him, around his body, now he's in sajda, that no animal can ever come near that and penetrate that jungle. So dense Allah Ta'ala has made it. And he is in sajda there. And so he will remain until the day of Qiyamah, and he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah in this condition. This is Allah Ta'ala's wonderful ni'mat on this Buzhruf. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained further that what will happen to this great Buzhruf on the day of Qiyamah, what will take place. After he will be resurrected, then when his Nama Amal will be checked, and his deeds will be enumerated there, then Allah Ta'ala will say, right, by my mercy and my fazl, you are forgiven. You can enter Jannah and enter into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, you are forgiven. Now we must understand now, what is our condition? We from the morning till the night we are engaging sin. All types of sins of the eyes and mind, of the heart, of the lungs, of the everything, what we speak, our woman, what we speak, and our hearts are just with the dunya, everything is just a dunya. So Allah Ta'ala is telling this great Buzhruf, this great Abid, that who had spent 500 years in Allah Ta'ala's world, that by my fazal, my karam, my grace, and mercy, you are forgiven and enter Jannah. When this Buzhruf will hear this, he will be surprised. See, he was an abid, he was not an alim, he was an abid, so he lacked certain understanding, he lacked. For that reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Faqihun wahid nashadu ala shaitan min alfi abid. One faqih, he is sterner and harder on shaitan than 1,000 abidin. So he will say, Ya Allah, I will be going to Jannah because of your mercy. And what happened to my ibadat of 500 centuries? He couldn't understand this. So Allah Ta'ala instructed one angel, take him but for a walk somewhere. Towards Jahannam. not to be cast in Jahannam, when he was at a distance of 500 years from Jahannam. You know, 500 years by what means of transport? That's not stated. When he was so far from Jahannam, 500 years still to the journey to get to Jahannam, then the heat was so intense and so overwhelming that his tongue started to roll, hang out, and he was going up insane with thirst. And then suddenly he saw the thing. Someone, it was an air farisa, with a tray and a glass of water, cold water coming past him. And he's selling this water. And this buzuk is screaming for the water. He's screaming, overwhelmed with this. So the farisa said, yes, you can, this water is for sale. You can't get it for free here. So he said, what is the price? So he said, the price of this water is 500 years of ibadat. Now, whatever we do here in this dunya, it will be converted into whatever currency there is in the akhirat. It has its own currency there. It will have its own currency. So this abid will say, I've got the currency, I've got the price for it, and keep in exchange for the glass of water, he gave all his ibadat. And he thanked the water. Then Allah Ta'ala instructed the farishta, the angel, bring him back to where? At the place of reckoning. He came back. Then Allah Ta'ala asked him, what has happened now? I see all your ibadat is missing. You are penniless now. You're a pauper. What has happened? So he asked, ya Allah, this happened. I was overcome with thirst. I first bought a glass of water. After one glass of water for 500 years of ibadat, now you must give an account for the thousands of glasses of water which you consumed here when you were on that island for 500 years. And you must give an account now for the 500 years of the thousands and thousands of pomegranates you ate. And you must give an account now for the tawfiq, the ability and that enthusiasm which you had to make ibadat. Who gave you that? Who gave the water, the pomegranate, and the strength, the ability to you to make ibadat, etc. Each time you acknowledge Allah, it is only your favor, your praise. And then, who accepted your dua and took you so beautifully from this dunya in the state of sajda? Ya Allah, it's you. And who that thing accepted your dua and allowed your body to remain intact and then to resurrect it in this wonderful state in sajda on the day of Qiyamah? Everything he had to acknowledge. And many names Allah Ta'ala, it's a very long story this year, many names Allah Ta'ala enumerated for him, everything. There, Allah Ta'ala says, your eyes, the vision, and this, your tongue, your hearing, everything Allah Ta'ala enumerated for him. And asked him, now, who gave you all these names? So now, what are you going to pay? You paid one for one glass of water for 500 years of ibadat. So now, what about all this? Then he acknowledged, Ya Allah, now I understand, my eyes have opened, I understand that we cannot achieve Jannat, attain Jannat on the basis of our deeds. Everything is based on your fadl, your grace, and your rahmat, your mercy. So we must, insan must understand, find some people because of maybe of their abundance of dhikrullah, and the abundance of nafil salat, they develop takabur, pride, ujub, vanity, self-esteem, they develop. So they should understand the thing. That is essential always to read the stories of the awliya to gain a better understanding. There is nothing in our ibadat, absolutely nothing. We, in the first place, ibadat is absolutely defective. It's not worth Allah acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. But out of Allah Ta'ala's grace and His mercy, we accept our ibadat also. So insan always be the thing, be humble. Humble and understand that whatever little ibadat you are doing, it is worthless. But Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Hai Allah Ta'ala, we always should make dua. Allah Ta'ala must perfect our defect of ibadat and he must accept it and keep us alive, the thing, in iman, and take our us, and also be with iman.